turkey may be on the table this Thanksgiving, but at the Kaikaiula Marine Mammal Center, sea cucumbers will be on the menu. We check in with Dr. Claire Simeon, the director of the Big Island facility, that's been nursing a couple of monk seal pups back to health.
The little guys are doing great. We have RK58, who was Rocky's pup from Kauai, and he is still just learning how to eat fish on his own. He's taking his sweet time, but he's stable and he's very active and vocal. And we have two of our pups that came from the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, Maya Pilo and Akuli Kuli, and both of them have started eating. They're gaining great weight. They're really doing well.
Okay, and so what about Sole?
Sole, we're excited to report that we were able to release him back to Kalapapa, where he was rescued. And if you remember back, the Kalapapa patient community were the ones that that reported and also named him Sole. And so we were very happy that we were able to release him back to where he came from. And he has a satellite tag on, and so we've been able to track his movements. And get some visual recites of him as well. And he's doing everything that a seal should be doing. Everything looks good. And he actually just traveled over to Oahu. And so we're waiting to see if we get some visual sightings on him on Oahu. But it looks like he is out and exploring his world.
Wow, so he's going to be over here for Thanksgiving.
I hope so. I hope everybody gives him a nice welcome and, you know, does that by reporting him if they see him and keeping their space so that he can just relax and give thanks himself. We are taking care of our Big Island seals as well out on the beaches. So we have Waimanu, who's a pregnant female, so we expect that she's probably going to give birth sometime soon here. And really, we're just keeping our doors open to any other animals that might be in need.
Okay, now I think the last time I talked with you, you had something wonky happen at your facility and involved a gecko. And I believe that there were stories, you know, across the country on the network news and internationally. But in the world of public radio, you've really made it when you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, my gosh. I did not think that the pinnacle of my career would be a gecko story and not a marine mammal story, but it's true. You've made it when you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
So we have a little a clip from that show. Take a listen.
Hundreds of people receive calls from an animal hospital in Hawaii thanks to a blank.
Beachwell.
A tiny gecko stepping on a phone's touchscreen.
No!
According to the hospital's director, she was worried there was some kind of emergency when she got 9 calls in a row from her work number with just silence on the other end. The calls were actually being made by a gecko whose tiny little feet were dialing up everyone on the phone's recently called list. While some people complained, most were actually really thankful for the gecko's call, which helped them save 15% or more on their phone insurance.
I just love that.
It was so fun. I think it was the story that everybody needed. It was a feel-good story, and it just cracked us up here.
And I'm surprised no calls from the Geico folks yet.
You know, the Geico gecko did retweet me on Twitter, so I think that's a win.
Okay, there you go. Well, gosh, I mean, it would be just lovely if they made a donation to your facility. What do you think?
You know, we do accept corporate sponsorship, so we're looking at you, Geico.
There you go. I mean, you know, who knows how many more monk seals will be coming through your doors. You could certainly use the help.
Absolutely, absolutely. We, as the population it continues to recover, I think we're just going to have more and more patients.
So now the latest update that you got from Sole, you know, he was just pinged coming over here to Oahu?
He was. And that's the nice part about having the satellite tag on is that, you know, we have a team of volunteers and staff across the islands from a whole bunch of different agencies, you know, from NOAA, from the National Park Service, from the state. And people are keeping their eyes out for monk seals, but we can't always tell, you know, what the seals are going to do. And so that satellite tracker really helps And any time the satellite passes overhead, when the seal is out of the water, it'll ping up to the satellite. And so the NOAA team was able to track him from where he was released in Kalapapa over to Oahu.
Wow, okay. So I wonder what he's going to have for Thanksgiving dinner.
I hope he has a lot of fish.
Okay. Anything special that you'll be feeding the remaining seals that are at your facility?
Well, you know, they love any type of live prey, any type of live enrichment that we can give them. And young seals actually really like to play with sea cucumbers and eat pieces of them. And so we'll be giving them some extra sea cucumbers and extra live fish to play and practice and hunt. I think they'll be having a really nice Thanksgiving.
Okay. But now, sea cucumbers, aren't those like pretty expensive stuff in the Asian market?
Yes, you know, we always want to make sure that we're keeping up with the permits, and we're only collecting a couple at a time, because yeah, it's true, we don't want to overtake any amounts of the animals that we find along the coast here. But luckily the seals are happy with just one or two. They love playing around with them.
Okay, no turkey, but they'll get sea cucumbers on the table.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much for checking in with us, and we're glad that everybody's doing well.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too. That was Dr. Claire Simeon, director of the Marine Mammal Facility, Cape Kaiola, on the Kona Coast. To see a photo of that gecko that Peter Segal quizzed the Wait Wait panelists about, visit hawaiipublicradio.org.